Welcome to the Life Strategist Podcast, where we learn how to live in the now, using divine truths and revelations to guide us on the path to our higher selves and to help us navigate and overcome troubling times. This broadcast is in conjunction with the Bible Symposium, a ministry teaching biblical truths, leading the unchurched to total transformation. I'm your humble servant, Bishop C.E. Melville. So on today's podcast, we are actually coming off of a long sabbatical, which was much needed, and I encourage each of you to take sabbaticals, particularly in the times that we live in, even if it's a day or even an hour, 5 minutes. We need to decompress from the world. We need to unplug ourselves. Literally, whether it's from your computer, your phones, or just step aside. You know, if you have that space in your home, it could be your bathroom, your closet, wherever. You need to find a quiet place where you can decompress. So today's message is to teach us how to use our words to change our life. And it is much needed because the Bible has a lot to say about the tongue. The tongue is the most dangerous weapon known to man. It destroys lives and lives to come. We have to remember it is by the word of God that the world was created. So when we choose to speak negatively, or we choose to speak evil, ungodly things, it reverses any good that is in our midst. And by doing so, we create problems. We create the chaos that is in our lives. You know, we have that power. And particularly in these times where we have so many thoughts, you know, so when I say thoughts, I mean agendas, okay, position. What is your position on this issue? What do you think about this? This is what we should do. There's so many. And while there's so many, there's few answers. Why? Because the tongue is deceitful. And many who are poised to bring about change, or they elect to do so, somehow, you know, have forgotten their oaths. They have forgotten what they intended to do, and have gone astray, and having done that, have taken a lot of people with them. So we have to be careful who we put our faith and trust in. We have to be careful who we sow our seeds into, who we support, who we speak after, because there's so many half-truths in this world. And we know that our words are powerful. You know, words can bring healing, blessings, change, growth. We can ask for wisdom, knowledge. You know, our words help us to trust people or receive trust, have faith, hope, and love. So the Bible says in Proverbs 12:18, that there is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. You know, this is so important. This is such an important lesson, the tongue of the wise. And I stress on this because there's a lot of people in the world, on the internet, on social media, speaking. But not everyone is poised to speak. Not everyone is gifted, skilled, and should speak. You know, the word says that the prophet that has the word should speak the word. And so many of us, you know, are raised up to do the total opposite. We don't really have a divine revelation from God. It's our own thoughts based on our experiences or our own desires, what we want to see happen. You know, and this is such falsehood and is deceiving so many people and causing more chaos in the world. So how should we react to it? You can hear. Well, notice I said hear because we do have hearing, but we don't have to listen to everything. We can choose not to listen. We can choose not to take it in. You know, so how can we use our words to change our lives? Well, by reflecting on our lives, by understanding what is going on, and without pointing the finger on other people, you know, posing the blame on others, whether it's your parents, administrators, our leaders, not that they shouldn't be held accountable, but we need to say, okay, what part am I playing into this? You know, did I agree to this contract, to this condition? Did I take myself and desire to be this kind of person with this position, doing these things? We have the power to change our life by saying, you know, okay, I may have said yes to this. I may be doing this, but I can no longer do it. I can no longer feed into that narrative of what the world wants to see, you know, because everything is done for money these days. You know, sadly, people prey on the lives of others and the misfortunes of others. You know, people are making a lot of money talking about other people's relationships, misfortunes, even tragedy. It's a news flash for everything. It's, you know, it's a hot ticket. This happened to this person. Everybody's pressing this news, pressing that news. You know, and we have to be careful because when we say things, especially things we're not fully aware of or know the truth, we end up harming ourselves. You know, the very word that we speak, which is a sword, can come back to us. You know, because we're not informed. We don't have the authority to speak on this situation. We're not bringing healing to this situation. And mind you, all of a sudden come short of God's glory. So we have to remember that. You know, like my mother used to say, today is your chaos, tomorrow is mine. You know, today me, tomorrow you. You know, so how are we really taking care of one another? You know, can't we not find other ways to support ourselves? You know, shouldn't we be called to a higher standard, you know, in our delivery? One of the major things I've been noticing in our world is, you know, when our leaders do wrong things, we tend to react in the same way the message was delivered. It's like we're taking the bait, you know, and we have to remember what the Bible says about how we should respond to our leaders. I always believe that if I have something to say to somebody, I need to sit across from you. I need to say to your face. I need to speak to you. We need to be here eye to eye. You know, we need to understand. We need to put everything in a proper context. You know, but the way how the world is set up that, you know, when the word goes out, okay, this person grabs it and goes with it and everybody's giving their opinion on it. But how many of us really listen to what is being said and are wise enough to know how to respond? And we're now, there's now the left or the right or this side or that side, you know, and we're making everything about that, But somewhere in the middle is the truth. And how are we going to find it if we're just going back and forth like a ping pong station? We'll never find the truth. And then you have to ask, do we want the truth? You know, so we have to learn how to respond. Okay, if we follow what God's word says, he tells us how to speak to our leaders. Some of us have gotten the opportunity to speak directly to our leaders, but what do we say? Do we go along with what they're saying or doing? Do we have a candid conversation with them? Are we filled with the Holy Spirit? Are we going there with right intentions? Are we just trying to get our 5 minutes of fame? Like, what are we doing? What are we really doing? We're creating all chaos. We're playing right into the hands of those in the world who only seek to do evil, who only seek to create more chaos. You know, we listen without understanding, you know. You know, we listen to, in turn, offend with our speech, you know. And, you know, we need to remember that God is still in control. You know, he raises leaders up and he brings them down. You know, so whatever is happening in the world today, know that we had a part in it. And we also can have a part in the restoration of the world. Those of us who really seek to do that. And I want to encourage those of you who are in despair, really stressed and tired. Many of you are serving on the front lines in our world today as we're experiencing such chaos and, you know, and health scares and tragedies and so forth. And mind you, you know, we've gone through this before in the course of the world's history. So maybe we need to look back and see how it was handled before, how we can do better. But we can't do that unless we step back. You know, without having the quick word, we need to just be silent for a minute and really understand what needs to be done. And we need to pray and seek God's guidance, divine instructions. You know, this is what this ministry is about, providing divine instruction, reminding believers around the world or the world's inhabitants that we need to seek divine instruction, no matter what religion you to subscribe to. You know, nobody or a parent especially wouldn't give anything bad to their child, right? So if you're seeking advice, you're seeking a resolution, you should be seeking the right one. So we have to ask ourselves some very important questions. What are we seeking? What do we want out of the whole matter? You know, if you're seeking reparation, you know, describe it. What does that look like? Is it even attainable? You know, some things have transpired in our course of our history. We can't erase it. But how has it allowed us to grow? What are we growing into? You know, who are we looking like? Are we looking like the enemy? Are we looking like people who have oppressed us? What are we trying? What do we want? We have to be specific about what we want. We won't know what we want until we know what we need. And we need to know who can provide it. So it's a process. And it begins by saying the right words. But we have to think, number one, we have to think right. Our thoughts need to be in the right place. And number two, we will speak the right words. And number three, we will act them out. So in order to use our words to change our lives, our thoughts have to be in the right place. We must speak the right words. And therefore, our actions will be in alignment with God's plan for our lives. So we must remember that God is alive. And if he's alive, we have authority over our words. Our words matter. We must be careful how to use them. Our words should bring healing. So I really want to thank all of you for being patient for the return of the Life Strategies podcast. We're here to help you on the journey to your higher self. And how to navigate through life. We must have a strategy. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.